Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Blue. Ba-boo-dee-ba-boo-boo.
Are you going to remember that by the end of the show?
Probably not.
Okay, so you were listening to episode 592.
592.
If you are new, we are recording outside of Chicago, Illinois. We're in Chicago, Illinois. We're recording out of Chicago. That sounds the same. It's good.
I don't.
I fucked it up, but it's okay.
who are you?
If you don't know anything about us, you are listening to two middle-aged gay guys.
Middle-aged. Pusqueeze me, not middle-aged. Me. Middle-aged would
middle 30.
Middle-aged would infer that we are only going to live to 60, and that's not true.
All the good die young.
Yeah, I guess. So and we're gonna die tomorrow.
If someone that is 19 years old that's listening and we say 60 years old is young, they're like, ew, that's my grandpa's age.
Grandpa, that's like their dad's age.
Not if they're 19.
Well, I guess it could be their grandpa's age.
They could be our age, their parents.
Oh my god, that's awful, isn't it? Like one of my HR reps, she's like, I have three kids, and I'm like, I'm sorry, you're probably my age, if anything. And she's like, well, I have them young. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you have three kids and one's 18.
This is not on Trello. You know, the system that everyone uses now. It's the thing these days to keep up track with the show, which we really don't do too much of a set, like this segment.
Right, we're not segmented.
We can't really do that. We've tried, been doing this for 9 years. Not happening.
And the 5 minutes that you just wasted, right. That's exactly the point.
So it's just really weird when even people like on Facebook, my age, to know that they have like a 19, 20-year-old kid. I'm like, I don't even feel that old. Like, I don't feel old enough to have a child.
Well, I mean, if they had the child at 20, they would be 16. If they're 36 or 37 or 17 or whatever. But yeah, I find it weird too, because I'm like, how is it even possible? Like, I could potentially be a dad.
and then when I see other people that look younger than me with kids, I'm like, that doesn't look right.
Right? I'm 14 and I have two kids.
That's Polk County, Florida.
As the previous show stated.
So yeah, that's totally weird. So, what else we have to talk about today?
We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We're you guys, for people that have been listening for a while, yes. We're trying, we've been invited to be on this like podcast radio
channel
for, LGBTQ RSTV.
WXYZ.
And then X squared.
What he's trying to say is that we were invited. Actually, scratch that. What he's trying to say is that we actually have a lot of good things happening for us in the pipeline. Right?
I love your positive spin. That's worked on that from last week, right?
Yeah, fuck you, asshole.
So, all right. So let's finish the Rainbow Radio thing, and then we'll talk about what I talked about last week with you. So, they asked us to actually do an hour show. So we're going to try this out and record an hour show and then do a 30-minute show for later on this week, because apparently the service isn't based off our feed. We send the show to them.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
So we want to say thank you to them for inviting us.
Yes, thank you. Hopefully we gain more listeners over there.
Yes, hopefully we'll gain more listeners. And also, hopefully those listeners will also travel on over to our YouTube page and share. And if it is international, like it seems to be, then hopefully we get more.
Holla.
Right? Like, I want us to get a show like Ellen. Oh my god, how amazing would that be?
Although that might not happen, our dreams may come true.
Right, exactly.
So last week I was talking to Roger, because, you know, when I was younger, I was really depressed. I had to go through this therapy counseling stuff. And, you know, you wouldn't know it from these days, of course. But one of the things I had to learn.
Pull his shirt every time because he's trying to jump off the ledge.
One of the things I had to learn during these sessions is, although you might have something negative happen in your life and something negative to say, you always need to end it in a positive light or a positive statement so that it just isn't always negative. So I'm trying to think of the example that we were talking about cars, right? And driving.
So let me tell you this. Okay, wait, before you continue, because there has to be some story behind that reasoning that we had that discussion. We were having just a general conversation. It wasn't that I was trying to be negative in the sense of like, I'm a negative Nancy. I was just, Ricky and I were talking about this experience that I'm having right now with our next door neighbors. And I was telling him, I was explaining to him about the parking situation. And my mom takes the parking spot in the garage because it's her house. And I park in the front. And we live in front of a park. So the resident side of the street is permit parking. And the park side is all public parking. What I was telling Ricky is that our next door neighbors to the right of us have, three cars that they park. Park on our side, and one of those cars ends up parking in front of my mom's house, and they also have a garage that they don't use. So what I was explaining to Ricky is that it was pissing me off because for me, it's the way it's always been in this neighborhood is our community has been kind of close knit. So it's always been sort of a neighborly thing to do. Like I would never park in front of their house. I would never park in our next door neighbor to the left's house, because that's just the thing that you do. It's a neighborly thing. And I was saying to him that it was pissing me off because they would park all their cars on our side. They would park in front of my mom's car and they wouldn't allow me to park in front of my house. Now, here's where I was like, I'm not trying to be negative because that's not generally the type of person I am. Although I do have opinions and sometimes they come off as negative. What I was trying to say was it's a neighborly thing to do. It's just an underlying code that neighbors you understand that. And I don't have an issue parking across the street. The only time I do have an issue is when it's snowing and I can't find parking, or when it's like summertime or warmer weather, because then people come to the park and park on that side. Mm-hmm. And it pisses me off that I can't park on the permitted side because they have three cars that they park, one of them being in front of my house, and they don't even use their garage. Then that causes me to have to drive around the block to try to find a spot because I can't park in front of my fucking house.
But I don't think this really has anything to do with the conversation about what we had to do with the positive spin.
Because you were saying I was being very negative about the whole thing. And I was like, I was saying to him that I wasn't being negative. I was just being realistic. Like,
because
I said I put a chair. And then you were like, if he takes the chair. Okay. In Chicago, there's this thing that happens on the north.
In the winter.
Typically on the... It doesn't generally happen like on the eastern part of the city. Like,
no, it does.
Oh, it does. Yeah. I have always thought it was just over here.
No, it's
everywhere.
Everywhere in the city.
Okay, see, I thought it was only like the south side and then like the west side and a little bit closer to the north.
No, it's even in the white people section.
So in the city, we have this thing. Before we go out on a tangent, because we do need to read emails and all this stuff. But in the city, there's this thing where if you when it starts snowing really heavy, most people will clean out their spots if they're parked anywhere really. But if they clean the spot. There's this thing in Chicago where you put a chair or anything to hold that spot for you because the city isn't quick about cleaning the neighborhoods. It takes forever. And especially down on the west side, because it's like we're like the stepchildren of the city. So like we don't get anything until the very end. So what we do is we'll clean out a spot and we'll put a chair. So in this conversation that we were having, I was telling Ricky.
Just explain, is illegal. And you cannot, you're not supposed to do it.
Okay, so
But it's a thing.
But okay, so it is, I don't know if it actually is illegal.
No, it is illegal because it is a public parking space and anyone can park in the spaces that you're saving.
But from what I remember when the city, because there is this always an issue in the winter, by the way, every time. So the city has said that it's not, they're not going to remove the stuff. They won't remove the chairs, but they're not going to go out and say you can do that. So it's kind of this gray area. So, I mean, yes, in theory, and if you it is illegal because you, it is, you know, public property. It's not like it's your property. So I get it. But then at the same time, as a Chicagoan, I think most people in the city feel this way. If you busted your ass cleaning that spot from the snow because the city won't clean, and then you want
to
park.
You know what the alternative is to this? If you don't want to do this,
he's going
to
say, don't get a car.
Take a bus or a train.
Yeah, exactly.
Because.
No, not going to happen.
See? Then. Anyway, this the whole point of this story
now we're going to this,
is that
this
I
is
told
the conversation
Roger,
that we had. This is exactly the conversation. And I was.
It kind of got heated. I was kind of like, no, ma'am.
No,
because
the reason
you
why
were
I got
saying.
Because I was saying that I'm. Now that it hasn't snowed for a while, I'm afraid that they're gonna, our next door neighbors are gonna take the chair out of the spot because they want to park all three cars. And I said jokingly, because I would never actually do that, but I said jokingly that I would, if they did that, then I would take a knife to their tires or
but
scratch
it happens.
Them. It does. I wouldn't do that, even though I was joking when I said that. I would never do that because
but it happens. People have been shot over this shit.
Oh, I know. And I would never do that. I would be pissed and I would politely go next door and say, hey, or I would have my mom do it because they know my mom for so long. And they are, and this is the worst part.
Or
is,
just put it on a post-it note and stick it on the door and be really passive aggressive.
Right. No. And they're, you know,
and
what,
put it on all their cars.
And they're actually very nice people. They're not, luckily, we're very lucky we don't have asshole neighbors in that sense. They've been very nice. I came home yesterday and all three cars were there, but they did not move my chair, which was very nice of them. So I appreciate
it.
So
there is not enough snow out here to justify a chair now.
No, there isn't. However, it is going to snow this weekend. So they were that,
like,
that chair will justify
1 inch. You don't even have to shovel out for that because
see,
you have an SUV.
Okay, wait. This is a problem with people who don't live, who are not from the city. If you were from the city, you would have the same gripe. Most people do. If they're from the city, I'm not even lying to you. Most people,
everyone, you live in a city where it snows all the time. If you don't want to do that, move to a city that where it doesn't snow. I mean, you know it happens.
Like, I'm trying to rectify that.
Yeah, in California where they have an earthquake and your fucking car will get swallowed
into
the ground. And then you won't have a car to have.
Well,
but anyway, the whole thing about this whole thing is what I was trying to say is.
I
said, although. Because it was a negative statement. And, you know, I try to keep everything positive. Like this show. I said, although you don't like the way the parking situation is, at least you have a car to park.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean,
so
it's
anytime
fine.
You have anything negative to say, like, oh, my God, I hate where I live. You know what?
I'm
at
sorry,
least
I'm
I have
the
a house.
You're gonna hear the fan. Sorry.
At least I have a house that I can live in right now. A lot of people don't have that situation.
I still hold that. It was I don't think it was a negative or a positive. I don't think that that's a situation that we were talking about. I don't necessarily think that it was that kind of situation where it was like, oh, you need to put a positive spin on it. It was just a realistic thing. And
but
I was,
the parking situation was not what we were talking about when I
no,
was
we were
talking
about
the positive
tires
things.
And the me actually, although I would never do that, but slashing and all that. I would never do that.
So basically
you know
what he does, what he was saying is, oh, I get really pissed off when somebody puts a chair in their parking space and they dig out their spot and I can't park. But let me do the same thing and no one should get mad.
No, that is not what I said because I would never do that to them. And I think you actually did mention that. And I said, no, if they clean their spot, I would never do that because it's been done to me. Mm-hmm. And I know how hard it is.
No, I'm
to
not
clean
saying you
spot.
Would remove the chair. I'm saying you would be pissed off that there was a chair there.
No,
and
because,
you couldn't park.
No, not at all. Because that if they spent the time to clean that spot, that's fine. And the worst thing about it is like the city doesn't.
do anything about it.
No, the city won't do anything about it. They will not tell you it's illegal, but they will not take off the shit. They, and to me, that's just a double.
But I do love, I do love that people go throughout the city and take the chairs and then sell them on Craigslist. That is the best. Yes. Or give them away or put recycle them.
And it really, I think it just really is one of those things where it is because the city doesn't clean the streets fast enough. And it sucks that you have to park your, I mean, like, because even, the snow gets really hard. And it, then after a while, you have to let it just melt because it's so damn hard.
But even if they clean the street, though, it's not, I mean, they just scrape the snow up against your car. So you still have to dig it out.
No, no, I know. But when they, because they usually they'll go around and they'll put the little signs so you can't park on that side. So they'll swoop it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, they'll do the same thing so that there is more space. The problem is that they don't do it fast enough. And I think that's the reason why a lot of people, actually, I really don't know when this all began. Like the whole chair thing.
Oh, I'm sure it's been since 1830.
I mean, it's been forever. Because I remember there weren't
cars then.
No,
were there?
I think the cars came in the 1900s, maybe late 1800s, but early 1900s.
To be certified and everything, you sure don't know anything about history. All right, let's get off this subject.
Anyway,
16 minutes of talking about parking of right? Chicago.
Good. That was a really good. That is some LGBT. Talk.
Right. And if you're a first time listener over at Rainbow Radio, welcome.
Right. Anyway.
Two old fags screaming about parking.
Anyway, so and just to end the whole positivity thing, I do agree with you in the terms of the positivity thing. I generally am a pretty positive person. Maybe not a couple years ago, but I am trying to also live my life by being a little bit more positive. In almost everything.
Girl, you live your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's move on over to the next subject.
Moving along.
Which is so positive.
Wait. Does anybody outside of Illinois have that issue?
Oh, like other cities?
Yeah, because I wonder if that's something that happens in other places.
It probably doesn't happen so much in New York City because a lot of people don't have cars there. Like, it's
well, pretty not much... in the city, but I think in the outskirts. I mean, I would imagine. I don't know because...
The suburbs always get cleaned faster.
Yeah, they do, but it sucks.
Like, it's crazy. Like, you're in Evanston on Ridge Avenue, and then you cross over Howard, and then bam, worst streets ever. You're into the city of Chicago, haven't touched it. Yeah. They're like, whatever.
But I will tell you that when the snow is coming down in Evanston, they don't clean it right away. They wait until the night, and then that's when they clean everything.
Because there's less cars.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, so give us send us an email or a voicemail or on Facebook and let us know if that happens in your city. If you get like tons of snow, I don't know if it actually happens anywhere
tons
else. But
of snow. Tons of
anyways,
snow.
Anyways, moving along. What do we want to do emails and stuff?
Sure. Uno momento why I turn on my iPhone-o.
Oh.
Get it?
No.
So we have an email from a listener named Mike.
Mike.
I'm going to read part of the email. And then I'm going to skip a bunch of it because I don't really want to talk about that. It's not because we don't like your email.
Speaking
it's just
of negative and positive.
Well, I don't think this person was, they were just bringing something to our attention.
Yes.
And I'm not going to read that part, but we thank you for your email and please continue to listen and make sure you leave us a review over on iTunes. Hi, Ricky and Roger. New listener here. I just got a new iPhone Plus over the holidays and noticed the podcast app. Opened it and found you guys after some random searching, and I'm in love.
Aww.
Well, as you should be.
Right.
I just wanted to thank you for making me laugh and helping me get through another shitty day of dealing with assholes whenever another episode comes up. I work for the I guess I can say it. He didn't tell me not to. I work for the Chicago Union Laborers, and trust me, it's not fun. They are demanding pricks.
I heard they were assholes.
I got a little worried for a second. Ricky was sounding so disheartened over the Christmas card thing. Glad you're back, and thanks for the cute Christmas card. You guys are doing a public service. We need you out there. Oh. By the way, Ricky, saw the new video. You were looking so handsome with the cropped hair and the beard. Just saying. Thank you.
I mean, he did not even sound that sexy.
Anyway, just wanted to say you guys have such great chemistry that's missing on a lot of other podcasts I'm following. And I
boom!
Love it. when Roger sings, especially when he does Mariah, Our Girl. And then he says, he goes into
something else.
So
come on.
All right. So done with them. You guys are the only podcast I need. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a new year. Things are only going to get better, and you guys are going to be even bigger than those Feast of Fun guys.
Now, why do you got to call shade?
I can't understand why you guys don't have as big an audience, because clearly, well, I'm off to see Bianca Del Rio tonight at the House of Blues, and I'm so excited. Got to get ready. Love you guys. Mike.
We love you,
See you, Mike. Dot. What's that mean? Did that mean clean or be careful?
What?
See you, Dot.
Cuídate.
Oh, yeah. What?
Take care.
Oh. But isn't that spelled similarly to, like, sweet, like safety or, like, on the, you know, the orange yellow signs that say El Piso is wet or whatever. The floor is caution? Wet. Isn't that word? Ciudado? Or is that city?
Ciudad? Yeah. No, that says cuídate.
Whatever. It looks the same. Well, apparently Mike is Latino and I love it already. So thank you for sending the email. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So let's go and listen to a voicemail. Because I think that's all we have left. Other things are from YouTube. Here is the voicemail.
Oh. I think I listened to it, but I can't remember.
Hey, Sound Monkeys.
You ready?
John from Secretly Timid, and I just got finished. Well, earlier today, I listened to the last episode. It's called, like, Double Dicking or something like that. And I listened to part of it again, and I've just been, like, laughing and cringing and laughing and cringing the entire time. Ricky, I agree with you 150% with the whole Madonna argument. Roger, oh my God. Nelson Mandela had anger in his heart. As a black man living through apartheid in South Africa, I'm sure he had some anger in his heart. That just made me just laugh my ass off.
Pause that for a minute.
and to think...
Actually, that is actually true, but it wasn't necessarily because of the apartheid. He was actually... If I could pull up the episode of the NPR radio show that they were talking about that, what drove him... Basically, what they were saying was is that because he was so angry when he was in jail and while all that stuff was happening, he was so angry and had so much, like... He was trying to be very revengeful. And in that, he had to learn how to be...
He had a reason.
Well, no. I mean, he was prison. But prior to that, that's what led to the apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I could remember the... I can't. I'll try to find it. But anyways, yes, it is actually true. Although it sounds funny, but he was coming from a place of, like, revenge. He wasn't coming from a place of, like, oh, I want things to be peaches and cream. He was coming from a place of hate mm-hmm. and revenge that led to him learning how to forgive and to be this peaceful person that we have come to know.
We do have someone that would probably be an expert at this because he was born and raised in South Africa.
Oh, yeah. Where is
Hendrick?
He? I'm surprised.
How about you give us a lesson?
I'm surprised he didn't call and tell me that I know nothing.
Well, you are certified knowing nothing.
Yes. So, knowing everything.
And knowing nothing, which is everything.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's finish this phone call. Listen. Just in case you want to respond to something else. Y'all, Roger doesn't like holding the headphones up to his head.
These headphones are just janky.
Madonna is definitely important to pop culture, but Ricky, you know you're winning the argument when the person you're arguing with just gives out generalities. Like, what has she done for? She's done a lot for people. Okay, what has she done for people? Honestly, what has she done that hasn't been a little self-serving at the same time? Pop culture wise, you got me there. There's a lot of young female artists, pop artists that probably would not be where they are now if Madonna didn't pave the way for them. But as far as, like, I don't know. You can't really compare her to Martin Luther King or Nelson Mandela or any other civil rights leaders because she really hasn't been. She was really great at going into subcultures and kind of taking their talents and putting it on the mainstream and claiming it as her own. She's good with that. And you know what? Honestly, I like Madonna. I'm not just shitting on her. Who else
but you
I
are.
To
took a big old dump on her.
Pop culture, civil rights, Marilyn Monroe. I think that's all I really wanted to say. Although, you know, that's so I felt guilty for enjoying your podcast for so long and not calling in. So that's my message. Keep putting out some quality work, and I love both of you. Even though this time, Roger, man, just hilarious. So hope you both are doing well, and can't wait to listen to the next episode. Bye.
Well, we love a listener that laughs.
And in the famous words of the fat one with balls,
big fatty.
Thank you for calling.
Which you've never heard. You I only heard. Know that from me.
Shut your ass up, because I have heard it. I listened to the...
Shut your ass up!
Shut your ass up. Just a quick response.
Quick? Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that there are a lot of people who do things for other people, be it an entire community, you know, a race or whatever, blah, 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 that I think to some degree is a little self-serving.
Like examples.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, do you think what Martin Luther King did was self-serving? Because he wanted to be popular, or he wanted people to like him? Or do you think he was just doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do?
I think there's part of that. I think that was the... I don't want to go down that road.
Right.
Okay. Like, I don't want to go down that road.
So we'll agree that Madonna cannot be compared to civil rights leaders.
So, for example, like Oprah Winfrey. She's done a lot of shit for people. And she's done a lot of things to help people come out from really bad situations and yada, yada, yada. But I think part of it is a little self-serving.
Well, yeah, she's Oprah, and she wants to make money from it. I mean,
well, I think
Martin Luther King didn't make money from what he did.
No, but I don't think just because you're self-serving. I see, that's the thing. I don't think being self-serving is necessarily... I don't necessarily think that it's a negative thing. In most cases, it is because it's you're doing something for yourself through other people.
In the words of Big Fatty, do it because it's the right thing to do, not because you get something out of it. Right?
Well, yeah, sure.
So let's move it on to the next Trello. Sure. We haven't even started Trello yet. I mean, what we have on here may actually hold us off for an hour and a half.
Well, don't let me get in my soapbox.
Well, we may be talking about the same thing. We both may have a situation where we work with someone, or you may work with someone that maybe has been at a company for a long time. They're bitter. They fucking hate their jobs.
Yes. Ugh.
But they stay there because they don't want to learn anything new, or, you know, it's just easy for them, or they're close to retirement, or the benefits are good, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So you put this on here, so I want to hear your side, and then I want to talk about...
Wait, what did I put on there?
Staying in a job you hate. Didn't you put that in there?
No, I didn't put that in there.
Oh. I guess I did then. I thought maybe you hated your job or something.
Oh my God, you are so fucking dumb.
So do you guys...
And then, did you respond?
Oh my God. Yeah, to it.
Dude, he fucking put something on Trello and then responded to his own. Oh my
God, I am... I'm so old. I'm old. So,
oh my God.
Do you guys, does every office have this person that is just hateful, rude, gets away with it because they've been there forever? Like, do you have that issue? Because I work with several of these people that you're just like, why are you here? Why are you? I work for a nonprofit agency that works with helping people. You're not dead. Very helpful. No, while they're alive, also.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's just my area, like you know, my department. How can you be so helpful if you're fucking bitter as hell, and you're just like, it's always been that way. Like you try to bring up a good idea to change something to make it faster, or you know, less cost efficient, or
you mean less cost effective,
cost effect, or efficient.
Yeah.
The ideas are always shot down. It's always been that way is a very good statement.
That's going to send me to a loop. That's what we're like.
I'm telling you, every time I hear in quotations, it's always been that way. Okay.
Well, let's change it.
Let's change it.
I don't really have a lot of people that are like that at my job. However, I have worked with other people like that, or I have worked with people like that in previous jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's miserable. It's fucking miserable. And I could tell you, when I used to work for Chase, towards the end of my run there, I got like that. So the first time I quit Chase, I was like that. I was, because just my boss, she was unbearable sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I think a lot of it was because she was getting a lot of heat from other coworkers, because when I'm pretty fast when I do tasks, and I can do things very quickly. And what was happening is that I think a lot of other people, a lot of other coworkers were upset that I would complete tasks a lot faster than they would.
And then being compared to you.
And they were being compared to me. And they would be upset because then I would have nothing to do, because I would finish what I was supposed to do. And then she would come and they would tell her, and then she would come and tell me, like, why are you not busy?
Bitch, because I did my work in 3 hours.
Exactly. So that's one thing that I pride myself on my work. And I think I have very, very good, strong work ethic. And I take my job seriously. Now, granted, of course, like, I also like to have a good time at work, because I don't think work should ever be like this place where you walk in and it's like mundane and fucking boring and you can't have a little fun. Like, I'm sorry,
but jobs like that.
You spend most of your life, if not all of your life, there. Why not make it fun? Make it a good environment. Make it happy. Make it something that you want to actually go to, so that it's not, so that those eight or nine or whatever hours you're there, it's enjoyable.
I actually worked at a job where they would allow no talking while processing work.
That's insane. I would never be able to do that.
I was like,
they would fire me, because I would never be able to do that.
I got moved to a different position, and then I was able to talk, because then I was able to do whatever I wanted. But
because that's the mentality, that you can't do one thing more than one thing at a time.
Or that's the mentality, is you should not be happy while you're at work.
Right.
Which is not true.
Right. Because we need you to hear to do what you gotta do or whatever. So that's, I ended up getting to the point where I like was literally on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Like I was going crazy. Like I was smoking at the time, and I would like
crack. No wonder.
Totally. Oh my God. I was so skinny then. Fuck. Anyway. So I ended up quitting right after 9/11, and I quit. And
I think a lot of people quit.
Right.
After 9/11. Exactly.
Well, and I worked at a bank. So right. I mean, hello. I just, you know, after that point, like, I just, you know, and the funny thing is that my manager at the time, he's gay, and the day that I quit, I went out to Roscoe's, which is a bar here in the city, and
which always has sticky floors.
Always, because that fucking nasty Long Island fruit iced punch tea. Anyway, so
as you drank gallons and gallons of it when you were younger.
I could put two pitchers of those away,
right,
and still be fine.
But you just gagged.
And I just, right, because the thought of it now is like, Anyway, so he saw me that day, because we went out with my friends to celebrate the fact that I
quit
my job. But it was very stressful for me, and it was one of those things where I was just like, I saw myself being in that position and in that job for the long haul, and I just could not have that. So I ended up quitting, because I saw myself getting into that whole, like, really being very negative, very just like, I can't, like, I was just not in a good place at that moment in time with that job. So I quit and I went back like almost a year later and I went back and it was much better. And the boss that I was having an issue with, her and I and my other boss, we all had like a conversation when I returned back. But yeah, I mean, it's not a good position to be in. You know, and I think a lot of people see it as this is the position that you're like, this is the only job that you have. This is the only thing that you've been doing for a very long time. They don't see any other way out other than just sitting there and retiring.
Ooh.
And then and because they've done things for so long, like one of my coworkers, she was this like older white lady. And she was
racist,
a cunt. Like, and she was mean to people, and she was mean to her coworkers, and no one liked her because she was just this bitter old woman that was just waiting to retire. And she would never. She did that job for over 25 years in the same position.
Ugh.
And I just looked at her, and I'm like, and she would talk so much shit about everybody else because. Like, for example, they would, like me, I was training a new worker at the time, and I was off on my day off, and the girl came in, and she was sitting with her, and the lady told her, I don't know why they're having you teach with Roger, like.
Because he doesn't know shit.
Right, he does everything so fast, and, I mean, he gets so many things wrong, and I'm like, okay, first of all. Anytime we needed any policy changes and procedures, I was a person that they would go to the train. Like anything that was new, I would implement. And my boss and I would work together in implementing like the policies and procedures and stuff and making sure that when we had our audits that we were always doing stellar work and blah, blah, blah. And we had this thing where our back office would send us like a sheet that told us like, okay, this is what you had errors in. Mm-hmm. You need to fix them. In the six, almost 7 years that I worked at Chase, I got maybe two. And those two were not even my error. They were back people's error. So I'm like, and I told the coworker who I was training, I was like, okay, let's be clear. She gets those reports like at least 2 to 3 times a fucking day. So for her to sit there and say, you know, that I'm not,
right.
You know, right. But that she was one of those people.
I had a lady that I worked with at my old job at Publix. Mm-hmm. And we used to hand type checks.
Yeah.
There would be some weeks we would have 4,000 or 5,000 checks that we had to type.
Oh God. Thank God for automatic printing.
Well, we moved over to a check printing process. Oh, so Lord. We didn't end of the world. She fucking retired. She's like, really? I cannot do this. I don't trust it. Someone's going to steal money. It's not in my hands anymore. You know, you knew it was check writing Friday when you could smell Bengay in the office. Because that's what she had to put on her hands to do all the typing. I mean, she quit because of technology.
Let me tell you something. This is the reason why I feel like our parents or our parents' generation.
Our parents' generation.
Is a little bit further advanced than their parents' generation. And by what I mean by that is the fact that there a lot of our parents' generation is willing to learn technology and not be afraid of it because they see their kids doing it. I think we, our generation, and then the generation obviously ahead of us, I think we are so far ahead of where our parents and their parents were that I don't think that really happens anymore. I think that there's very few people who are slowly starting to like, and I don't mean die out as in like die, but just they're starting to retire and things where there's more hope for change in the offices, you know, and it doesn't come with so much resistance. Like gay marriage. Right. But we had people like that too. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to screw me up. I can't do that because I don't know how to run a computer. It's like, no lady, if you want to stay here till you want to retire.
You gots to learn.
You gots to learn.
All right. Next subject.
Okay.
Nitta, so, please.
Oh, wait, no. Update to Urban Gaitio. He is not uncut. He is cut.
Yes.
Just a clarification.
But his voice still sounds like he's got a big old donkey dick.
Yes. And he is hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, aesthetically, pleasing. Bodily.
Penisly.
Bald-headedly. Everything. Just, I mean, I listened to that. I was at my desk and I was listening to the episode and I literally was like, I need to get up because I'm a little swampy down there. Anyways.
Well, Turnip Head goes, listening to hashtag big dick voice on Foul Monkeys. Exactly.
Exactly. Right. Right.
And I also love that Hendrick said, can someone please this? Please feed this Foul Monkeys prior to departure.
I mean, Hendrick, you know what?
You can't even say anything because he's cute.
I know. Damn it.
And he talks like an English / German /
South African.
Click language.
I love that you're like, oh my God, speaking of, that was on the episode of Invisibilia.
I have them downloaded. I haven't listened yet.
Anyways.
So the next one is knitting.
Knitta, please.
What did you say the rest, name of your store would be?
So my one of my best friends and I, we started knitting together, and he said that we should call our store Knitta, please. Or what up, Knitta? Thank you for calling. What up, Knitter? How can I help you?
No, you did not add an R to the knitter.
Knitter.
You don't add the R to...
Oh, Knitta. Knitta.
Knitta.
Knitta.
So, you guys, I'm kind of interested in knitting. I've trying to learn how to do it the past couple months, but I've stopped and started. So, I finally want to do it. Dumb. But it, you guys, it's hard. Like, if... Like, I was trying to watch YouTube videos, and if the person isn't the same dominant hand as me, I can't follow the video. Because I need to be able to do exactly as they're doing it to learn it. So I've learned how to cast on to the knitting needle. But to knit the first row? Bitch, please. Don't even happen. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. It's too tight. It's too loose.
There's several methods. I'm sorry. I'm eating.
Oh my God. Hendrick, he's eating. Can you believe it? After I just told him about eating.
Feeding the monkey before.
Right. I mean, clearly, you can look at us and see that we're starving to death.
Real starving.
And real thirsty. So what were you saying about the knitting?
It's not really hard, but there are I've noticed that yesterday I was watching some that were where you could knit with your hand.
I don't want to do that because that's like fake knitting.
No. It's the same thing. It's just you're using your hands instead of your needles.
It seems gross.
I actually did something for you. Hold on.
Oh, you made something for me?
Not for you, but I mean to show you.
So anyway, I've bought the stuff that I need to learn how to knit, and every time I ask Roger to do it, he's like, I don't got time. Or, no, I'm not teaching you. Or...
That's not true.
Or, I'm doing my own thing. And then I'm like, oh, then I'm just going to take a knitting class at Wendy Knitting. And he's like, girl, that's expensive. Why are you doing that?
It is expensive. But anyway, here's what I did with my hands.
I don't like that.
So, no, but I'm just calm the fuck down, okay? It's a little, it's a scarf. It's like a very loose scarf. And, I mean, it could be tighter. It doesn't have to be. But, you know, it's the size of your hand. So it's got to be a little bit.
No guy would wear that.
I'm not, this is not for a guy.
It looks like someone put a fishing net on them.
Well, don't be hateful. No, I can't do that. Okay?
Let me put a positive spin on this. Although, I don't like the pattern.
First of
all, the colors are very pretty.
Okay, so first of all, you really don't want to hand knit with this like thickness of yarn. You want to do chunky, because that's going to make it look more closed. The holes are going to look closer together. Second of all, you do have to be very careful with certain videos that you watch on YouTube, because there's different ways that you can cast on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the method where you put the two strings over, which is like for example, we're not doing a video podcast,
so it doesn't matter.
But like, for example, like when you are casting, it's gonna go like this.
Oh, then, no, I've never done that way.
Yeah, see, and that's generally the this is the better way to cast, because then you go through here, through there, and then blah blah blah, cast on.
Okay.
So anyway, but then there's the other
cast off,
the caster.
Cast on, cast off.
So anyway, there's different ways to do it.
Castration.
You have to find what's comfortable for you.
But there are a bunch of knitting places, and there's some really soft fabric or yarn out there. Oh my
God. Well, hopefully we can go to two of them today. Mm-hmm. Nina's, which is in on North Avenue or Division, and then the other, Windy Nitty, which I think we should go to that one because they have a sale. But I want you to see Nina, because I thought they have really nice stuff. And you know, and I know I'm gonna get a little slack from this. Okay. But I do have to say that when it comes to knitting, you do want to use the higher quality yarn. And it can get expensive because, you know,
it's expensive.
But you can, the yarn that I found at Windy Nitty, that's like $13, which is not so bad, because you can actually get two of them and knit that kind of scarf that I have that I knitted. And it's, I mean, you see, it's really tall. It's nice and soft. It's, you have to use chunky material.
The scarf too?
Yeah, right. And it keeps you warm.
Let me model it.
Oh, I should take a picture so we can post it on the, we can post it on the, hold on.
I got my Mariah Carey Twitter fingers.
That's going on the Insta. But yeah, you kind of do, because like honestly, the stuff that you find at like Joann Fabrics and Michaels and all that stuff, it's not really good material. It's very synthetic one. I just found that it's none itchy. Of the stuff is very good. It's not good quality, I don't think.
One thing I did notice, was I was very surprised, is there is a lot of straight men
that knitters. Well, okay, so you know that knitting is really good for your hands and for your fingers. So like surgeons will use that practice to make their hands like, go ahead and make fun of me.
Is this because you're certified in knitting?
Yes.
And certified in surgery?
In surgeon.
Yes. And you're a doctor.
Certified in surgeon.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's actually really good for their hands and their fingers, so that that way when they do surgeries, they're not like, their fingers don't get stiff and stuff like that. So because it keeps good mobility on your fingers. But she gotta go poo poo.
I gotta pee. I drank a whole thing of coffee. So we're trying out patterns, the knitting thing. Maybe once, patterns, or maybe once we get the hang of it, we can make something to make it a prize.
Oh my God. We'll like send out like
a scarf wouldn't be useful in like Florida.
No, but there's some people we could use a lighter material.
True.
Like a thinner.
Or we can breathable. Make them a belt. A belt.
Or a knitting cock sock.
A knitted bra. Oh my God, could you imagine?
I've seen those.
Can you imagine making a knitted bra for Nicole?
Oh my God, that would take
like
100 skeins.
Yeah, like it would be like $3,000.
Yeah.
For
I would just rather buy her a Victoria's Secret bra.
Right.
That she has to special order.
Hello.
All right,
do you want to move on? Or, you know, let's just bring this. We're going to talk about something that everyone relates to, I think. Gay, straight, male, female, dog, cat, whatever.
Okay.
You know, so when you're online and you're just, you know, you happen to be on a website called XTube. And
is this at work or at home?
At home. At home. And you know, you're like getting into things and you're watching different things, and then
you're getting into things. What are you getting into?
You know, you're just watching, you're just, you know,
you're feeling the mood.
You're feeling the mood. There's a reason you're there. And then you're like, you see the screen caption of this guy, girl, whoever, super fucking hot, and the title is just says it all. You're like, yes, this is the video that's gonna complete the process.
Right. Rock your world in 2 seconds.
Right. And then you click on it and you're like, oh my God, here it goes. And it's fucking rave dance music while the person is doing beating off.
Or doing the other person.
Or doing the other person. And it's like the fucking most horrendous music. It's so loud. It's so loud in the speaker that it sounds muffled. And
is that like Euro trash dance music? Yeah.
Yeah, usually. And it's a European video usually that, you know, that has this music. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I really wanted to hear this guy.
It's like To Catch a Predator.
Or, you know, when the money shot comes to see how he hear what he sounds like.
Right.
But no, you have this shitty fucking music that's getting on my nerves. And now I'm like all soft and don't want to do anything because I'm pissed off. And now I'm going to have to go all the way through XTube again to try to find a video that's going to be suitable.
You know, I hate that too. I also hate that. I'm assuming by what you just said that you probably have the same issue I have, that we go through it's like I finished YouTube or XTube. Right. I finished it because I can't find anything that's going to fucking get me off. And then you go back to the ones that you've seen like 18,000 times and in your favorites. And it's like,
yeah, or that, or your most favorite one that you're just, you need to have it there that day. Right. Is gone, or it's private. Oh, it needs a pin. It needs a pin.
I hate that. Okay, first of all, why do you put up a fucking X2 video? Wait. Prior to the one that you put private, because you have some fucking nerve.
Right.
The one that you do before is that should be private.
Right. It's like, oh my God, I should actually call 911.
Right.
Because this is not right.
But the next one is just a blowjob.
Right.
But it's private.
But it's got a pin.
I'm like, fuck you and your goddamn private fucking pin number. Like, why? This is X2. Why do you have the option to make videos private?
Because money. They make money from it.
Who makes money off
of that? On X2, you can make money from your videos.
Well, yeah, if you go to the amateur side of the website. Sorry, I didn't finish that.
You know a little too much about X2. Or maybe not enough.
Trying out.
You know what? I think what will resolve this issue is if all of our male listeners just, why don't you upload a video?
And not true. No, I don't want that.
Well, we don't have to watch the ones we don't want to see. But just do it anyway so there's new content.
Right, because as if they don't get millions of content all day.
I do have to say, Joe in Dallas sent some really good video. Like, he's like the researcher.
Yeah, well, he stopped sending me videos again.
Well, yeah, because you're at work and you can't view it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm at work, but I'm not logged into Facebook. I can see it on my phone.
Yeah, well, I can see it too when I go to the washroom, but then I forget about revisiting that video later at home in the privacy of my own home. I just and then some of the stuff that he said, I don't know what he thinks I like.
Some of the things he sends is jokes.
I'm like, you know, jokes. I'm not a piss fan. I'm not a piss queen. I don't like fisting. I don't like any of that shit.
Roger.
Right. I don't like to be used as a fucking puppet. Wait,
what was your name? What was your name at the beginning of the show?
Boo ba boo dee da boo boo.
Boo ba da bee da bee da. You like it.
I hate you. No.
Some of the stuff he just sends is like, oh my just God, I would look never at a guy. Do that.
Yeah. Or, oh, okay.
Just like the other day.
Like, I don't need to see a fucking 18-wheeler go up someone's ass and be like, wop, ta-da!
He sent me one the other day that I swear to God, I thought it was an anaconda going into this guy.
Was it an His Italian guy?
His dick was so big.
Or was it a black guy?
It was a black guy.
Oh, okay.
But it was, like, so bad. Like, the guy, it made, like, new butt lips or something. It was, like,
ew,
crazy.
I don't like that stuff. That doesn't excite me. That actually makes me want to, like, it makes me cringe. And I don't cringe.
The poor
easily.
Guy. I mean, he was moaning. Well, he was loving it. But he was also doing poppers, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So, you poppers don't care makes what's everything. Going up your ass. Poppers, if you don't know how to pop, if you, straight listeners, if you don't know what poppers are, Look it up.
No, you need to get some for your bedroom.
Get the X-tube.
And for those straight males who are a little afraid of having a finger in that area, let me just tell you, get you some poppers. You will have the fucking mixer up your ass. You will have that KitchenAid up there, and you'll be like, woohoo!
Not the KitchenAid. In the emulsion mixer.
I just had a visual of that, and that hurts. Imagine if they turned it on.
What?
I'm just letting you know, straight males.
The emulsion mixer was too far, but the KitchenAid was fine.
Right. So, just letting you know, get yourself some poppers, sniff a little bit for like 2 seconds, and you will be in fucking
Do not
heaven.
Drink it, and do not pour it in your nose.
No, do not do any of that. You'll actually... It'll
die.
It's really bad for you.
And don't.
And if you do,
eye,
call poison control.
Right. But don't tell them there's a big dick in your butt when you.
While your wife is standing there,
take whatever's in your ass out before you go to the hospital,
and make sure that it has a fucking handle so it doesn't get stuck in there, so you don't have to go to the hospital. Why? I don't get that. Why do you want to stick something in your ass that doesn't have a handle that you can't pull out? Like, why would you want to do that? Like, at least have some balls at the end so that
you can
pull
so
it out.
I would be so scared. Like,
can you imagine?
We know that. We know that. But
can you imagine the straight people that have ended up in the hospital with things up their ass and then be like.
Like frozen sausages?
That's funny. No, they would just shit that out.
If they needed a shit.
Well, that's called take a lot of fiber.
Ow. I'm just imagining, like. What was frozen sausage, now Ooh. Not frozen,
not
crumbled,
sausage.
Falling out.
No, it's going to come out like it came in.
God, let's go have pizza now.
See, you said we didn't have enough content.
Right. We didn't even get to the last issue, or there's still like 2 more things on our Trello for the first show.
Yeah.
So, and we still got the second show to do, y'all.
What time are we at?
We are at 57. So we'll end it now. And what else do we have to say? Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Rainbow Radio. This is our new show. Hi.
Sorry, my dogs are barking.
Rainbow Radio. Welcome, listeners. We hope you enjoy. Continue to listen. I'm not for sure when our spot is yet because we haven't decided. But
sorry about the dogs.
It happens. We're not in a real studio. Can you believe it?
No, they are. We are in a studio. They're just in there.
Ricky and...
Blue babooty babooty
are not in a real studio.
Anyways,
all right. So this is Ricky,
and this is Blue,
also known as Roger.
Yes,
and we will talk to you later.
Bye. All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys. And visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.